Right, now a contemporary poem called Gulf Ghost File. And it's a kind of ecological meditation. The building I live in, which I moved into in 1987, is on a slope and on a sloping road. And when I moved into the property, I didn't think much about that. But having seen certain things that have happened since, it seems significant, as the poem will explain. Two specific references that I should provide. Well, some of you will know that the Welsh Harp is one of the big reservoirs in London. It's directly north of where I live. And it features in a novel by Ruth Rendell, published a few years ago. The other thing is a much more a particular reference. The Slade is a large brook or small river that runs along the main-ish road at the foot of my cul-de-sac. Gulf Ghost File. Didn't think when I rooted here of the Welsh Harp. We walked to over Fortress Hill, circular traffic. The Brent River dammed below the join of Dulles Brook and Stream Silk. Now I turn out of the house down a slope to the main road, where once I saw down a manhole the brook converted 12 foot down that cannot take today's rain. Rendell's latest has a dank summer of drizzle and storm, and in mind at least the Harp bursting its bank to force a torrent south to Portobello. I read Sam Charters on New Orleans. Proud to swim home, says a bumper sticker. Recall My Gree-Gree Soak by Pontchartrain from Rampart Street in the heat of 68. Could use a nihilometer, the one I saw elephantine in 1990, to measure the height of this floor above the V of the Slade's long streambed road. Swish of a skirt hints God sip unrefrainable murmur and gush. Oh, what would the kledge be, reft of outwelling secrets, we find ill come?